pray. We're going to do some church history talk, and that's actually the degree that I had, the last one I received, and this is what I do teaching in, and so looking forward to it.
所以让我们先做个开始祷告，然后我们要看这个美国教会的历史。我的最后一个文凭也是注重在这个教会历史的。
Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for your great mercies, as we just heard about, on giving us your Son. And thank you, Lord, that he is everything that we need. And as we consider church history, we pray that you'll give us wisdom. We pray that you'll grant us to take away actually something that is good for our own lives. And so pray that you will do both, Lord. Enlighten our head and stir our heart. And so we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Jimmy did, I believe, some church history with you all, and so some of this may be review.
我知道一翔跟你们也有看过了这个教会历史，所以有一些事情你们可能已经认识了。Church
history has a lot of threes in it.
在教会历史有很多的三。There's
three eras of church history.
教会历史里头有三个不同的这个期段。
So patristics or church fathers, and then the Middle Ages up until 1500, and then modern era.
在教会历史有三个不同的这个阶段，第一个阶段就是这个教会的父，第二个阶段就是这个中世纪的时候，然后现在就是现代的时候。And
there's three major traditions.
教会时代。
And there's three major traditions in church history.
还有三个很大的传统。
There's Orthodox, Catholic, and Protestant.
就是有这个天主教之前，还有天主教之后，就是这个新教。
Now I'm Protestant, but there's three major families among Protestants.
我们是新教的，不过在这个新教里头也有三个不同的这个分法。There's
Lutheran, Reformed, and Anglican.
有着这个路德的这个传统，还有这个改革宗的传统，还有这个圣公会的传统。And
then one group of Protestants that came late.
还有最后有一个。 就是最后最近期才来的。The
Methodists or the Wesleyans. John Wesley is their founder.
这个就是卫斯理公会。Okay.
So, if you take any Protestant group out there, you basically can trace them back to one of those four streams. The three from the Reformation 500 years ago, or the Wesleyans 300 years ago.
所以今天讲到的基督教，如果你是追究他们的历史的话，都能够回到这四个不同的分派，就是刚才所提的，比如这个路德的分派，或者是这个圣公会的分派，或者是这个卫斯理公会的分派。So
where are you? Which tradition?
所以你是依照着哪一个传统？Biblicist. So
The Bible Church and Baptist and all that is reformed in their heritage, and they were the ones that tried. The rule of the Reformed churches was you worship God according to what He has told you to worship Him.
无论我们提到这个浸信会，或者是这些信靠圣经的教会，都是回到这个改革宗的一个宗旨，就是我们的敬拜是依照圣经。
So, that's introduction.
这个是一个介绍。
Here's what I'm going to do. Jimmy asked me to do American church history because he didn't cover American church history.
一翔弟兄要求我带领大家查考这个美国教会历史，因为他没有讲到这个美国教会历史。But
I'm going to do that second, because what I want to do first is to propose a model for how to look at church history.
我之后才会这么说，因为开始的时候我要给大家看，我们应该如何的对待这个教会历史。
If I said turn in your Bible And let's look at church history together. How good would that work?
如果我说我们打开圣经来看教会历史，你觉得这样行得通吗？
We have 2,000 years of history, and we have no prophet to tell us how what it means.
我们有这2000年的教会历史，却没有先知告诉我们如何的去来看这些历史。
But you remember how last week I said that Isaac Watts wrote hymns in imitation of the Psalms of David?
你记得上一周我提到这个 Isaac Watts 他所写的诗歌是按着这个大卫的这些诗篇来做的。
Watts is not inspired, the Psalms are inspired.
可是诗篇是得到神的这个启示，不过 Isaac Watts 却没有得到神的启示。
This is a book of history.It's inspired. I'm not inspired.
圣经是神所启示的历史，我却没有得到神的启示。
But hopefully, I can do church history in imitation of the history in the Bible.
不过，我希望当我讲解这个教会历史的时候，我能够学习圣经的这种历史来讲。
So we have three areas in the Bible that help us to like, how do we do church history in light of the Bible?
所以我们在看这个圣经的历史的时候，也看得见有三个不同的阶段。
Prophecy is one area that is very big for church history.
在教会历史里头，我们有讲到这个预言。
So there's a lot of views on prophecy called eschatology. Ryan, you're going to do eschatology, or somebody will at some point. Oh, she thinks. Oh, okay. So.Eschatology tells us the last things, right?
我们在讲这个历史的时候，也会讲到这个末世论，它会讲到以后将来所发生的事情。
Between the Bible and the last things, somewhere in there is the church.
在圣经还有末世论之间，就是教会的时代。
So if your view of last things is this or this.It will tell you, you'll get a different idea of whether the church is heading in the right direction or if the church is heading in a wrong direction.
如果你对教会历史的看法是一个极端或者是另外一个极端的话，它会导致你对教会历史有这一个正确或者错误的方向。
So, in a, there's three millennial views, so in a, this is,
我们讲到这个千禧年的时候，也有三个不同的看法。
So a post-millennial view says the kingdom of God comes back first before Jesus comes back. I don't believe that view.
这个后千禧年的看法就是 ，Can you repeat the details?
Yeah. So a post.
耶稣回来，
耶稣会先回来，然后这个神的国度才会降临。
So I expect that the church is going to take over the world. It's like going to keep getting better and better, and eventually cultures become Christian.
这个看法就是教会将会占领这个世界，这个世界将会更好，而且到最后的时候，这个教会的这个文化就会充满着整个世界。这个是我不相信的。
But there's many millennial views.Where it's like the church, the world gets bad, and the church is a remnant, and so then if I find the church being a separate people and culture gets bad, I don't think something's wrong.
另外一个看法就是这个世界会更糟，可是教会就是这个存留在世上的，而且教会是分成不同的地方。这个世界会越来越糟，所以我们不会为这个感到稀奇。
So our theology actually influences how we do church history and interpret events.
所以我们的神学观念会影响到我们如何的去看这个历史，还有这历史的事件。
So that's the first one. It's the first area in the Bible that will be important for church history is prophecy.And your view of the book of Revelation would fit with that too.
所以这个就是第一点，我们就对这个预言的这个看见或者这个认识，会影响到我们对这个末世的时候所发生的事情有影响。
The second view the second part of the Bible that's going to matter is the book of Acts.
圣经里面第二个部分是非常重要的，就是使徒行传。
I mean, that's the only inspired book of church history we have. It lasts 40 years.
在教会的历史里头，我们独一对这个教会历史有的神的启示就是这一本书。
So, the theme of the book of Acts is the spread of the word.
使徒行传这个重点就是神的道给传开来了。
Yep, the word multiplied or the word prevailed are statements in the Bible about the word in the book of Acts.
我们对圣经的认识，对于这个福音的传开来，都是通过使徒行传让我们看见的。
Ah, but is the word just ideas?
可是神的道是否只是一种观念吗？
Some people teach church history as if it's just a history of ideas.Who said this and who said that?
有些人教导教会历史的时候，只是教导这个是一种观念，某某人说这个，某某人说那一个，都是很多不同的观念。
Ah, but is the word just the preaching and so the spread of preaching?
还是神的道是在讲传道呢？就是越来越多人传道。
Some people teach church history as just the history of missions.
有些人教导这个教会历史是讲到这个宣教。
Shouldn't they be brought together?
他们是不是都应该来到一起认同呢？
Isn't the book of Acts about the church wrestling with how the Old Testament and how the gospel was relating to their controversies?
这个使徒行传不是在讲这个旧约还有他们现在对于教会的认识还有一些的摩擦冲突吗？
And about how preachers were going out, and even though they were killed or imprisoned, the word could not be stopped.
他也同时间提到了这些传道人，他们出去传道，虽然他们被杀，虽然他们被囚，不过这个道却没有，福音却没有被禁止。
So the gospel, the good news of Jesus, then has two sides to it.
所以耶稣的好消息有两个不同的方面。
It's got to defend itself from ideas that are attacking it.
它必须要针对着这些外来侵入的这些观念来它要守护自己。
Those are the heresies and the controversies that develop its doctrine.
因为这个时候有许多的异端。
That's defense, but then on the offense,There's missions.
所以首先必须要守护，第二个方面就是也是有宣教。
So the spread of the word in church history involves both defending the faith and advancing the faith.
所以这个时候教会历史有着守护着自己的这个信仰，也有着传把自己的信仰传出去的这一个观念。
So let's use a child as an analogy for the church.
我们拿一个孩子来做教会的比喻。
We want our children to grow up strong and healthy and be productive.
我们要我们的孩子的成长过程的时候会健康而且能够有作用。
So, when they get an infection and a germ, the bacteria attacks them, but their body develops an antibiotic.
如果他们患病，因着有这个病菌，他们生病了，不过他们的身体会产生这一种这个抗菌的能力。
So God allows the church to be attacked, and then it, in fighting back, it gets stronger because now it has within it some doctrines, some firmness based on the word to fight again when that shows up.
所以神。允许教会受到外来的冲击，就是要让教会能够成长，让教会能够守护着自己的信仰，就是从这个圣经里头所得到的这个真理。
But we also want the church to get stronger and to grow.
我们也要教会能够成长，能够更加的有效力。
And so God disciplines or trains the church.
所以神会训练教会。
Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 8.
我们打开圣经到生命记第八章。
I want to give an example in Deuteronomy where God is training His people.
从生命记第八章，我们会看见神如何的训练他的选民的一个例子。
So I'll read verses 1-3. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, this is Moses, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
生命记第八章第一到第三节，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯恒守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
When we train a child, we not only tell them what is right, but we also correct them and discipline them through experiences.
当我们教导孩子的时候，我们不只是告诉他什么是正确的，而且我们也要纠正他，也要训练他。
Some of those experiences are correction. They did wrong and they need to be corrected.
有一些时候他们做错的时候，我们必须要纠正他，告诉他们，教导他们什么才是正确的。
Some of those experiences are having them go through things hard so that they would grow in faith.
有些时候我们也要让他们经历着这个苦楚，让他们的信心能够成长。
God purposely took away their menu.
神故意的拿去的把他们的菜单给拿走了。
And for 40 years fed them miraculously with manna.
四十年之久用这神的这个奇事神迹用这玛哪来喂养他们。
He made their life hard.
所以神是苦练他们。
So that they would learn something.
让他们能够学习。
And so, look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining or training you just as a man trains his son.
你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom." The rod is that discipline and training side when we experience pain. Reproof is the word side. The rod and reproof give wisdom. Proverbs 29:15.
箴言二十九章十五节说，杖打和责备能加增智慧。放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧，所以这一个杖还有责备是用来加增智慧的。
A local church does the same thing. The word of God is given, but for members that are stubborn and will not repent and be reconciled to a brother, there's church discipline.
在教会里头也是一样，如果是在这个讲台教导神的话，不过这些在教会的信徒却不肯彼此饶恕的话，我们将会有这个教会施行的管教。
Or elders who speak the word of God may call upon a church to do something hard and to say, we sense the Lord is leading us in this direction, and so in faith, let's do it. And it stretches and challenges.
或者长老在教导神的话的时候，可能有这一些意象，说我们教会应该朝这个方向而行，这一些所要行的可能是非常苦楚的，需要下苦功来做的，这个就是让教会有着这一个磨练。
So if God in the Old Testament trained his people and we as parents train our children, should we not expect that Jesus our Lord is training his church in church history?
所以如果在旧约里头神会锻炼他的选民，我们身为家长也会磨练我们的孩子，难道耶稣不会通过教会的历史来磨练教会吗？
He lets heresies come in so that they would learn to fight those heresies and get strength and help.
他让异端进来是要让教会能够学习如何的保护自己，而还有针对这些异端。
He lets persecution happen or opens up new challenging doors of opportunity and stretches the church so that she would learn and grow in faith.
他也让教会也受到这个逼迫，而且也给教会打开某些门，让教会能够在这些不同的事工上来去磨练。
So this has been a model for me in looking at church history. Say, how is Jesus training his church over 20 centuries so that she would grow?
所以我就是用这样的一个模式来看教会历史，通过2000年的历史，耶稣是如何的用这些不同的事件来磨练教会，让教会能够成长呢？
Okay, there's one flap of a Bible. I should use this one. Mine's going to fall out. All the pieces will fall out. Well, there's pieces here too. The Bible has two flaps. A beginning. There's actually a final flap.
这个圣经有两页，这就是这个前面的这个一页，还有最后的一页。
The faith has once for all time been delivered to the saints.
这个教会的信仰已经一次的赐给了教会的圣徒了。
All that we need to know, sufficient word of God, all that we need to go to know is right here.
我们所需要知道关于神的事情就在这一个圣经的，就是这本书的两页当中了。
There's nearly 2,000 pages.
这里大约有2000页。
When I go through something hard, all of a sudden I realize, oh, look at that verse. I've read it for years and never even noticed it. And it means something to me now.
当我面临着艰难的时候，有些时候就会看见某一节经文，哦，原来这节经文一直以来都在那里，只是我之前略略看过，对我没有什么影响。
So, in the 300s,Arius comes along and says Jesus is created. He's not God with capital G, just small God.
在这个300年的时候，这个亚流他来了。亚流当时说耶稣是一个被创造的人。
And then all of a sudden, all these verses about Jesus become stronger, and the church grabs them, and they mean something more.
在那一个时候，突然间所有关耶稣的这些经文，教会就开始注意，然后明白了原来耶稣是什么样子的一个人。
Or in 1500, after 1,000 years of tradition, 1,000 years of tradition, bad tradition. Can I use an analogy? If you want to say that one first.
然后到了1500年的时候，就是过了一整千年的这个非常坏的传统，就是在教会里头非常坏的传统。
Okay, can I borrow this? It's full. Okay. All right. You see this? Okay. So here we go. This is Augustine. This is Peter Lombard. This is a medieval priest. not saying anything but to you. So, Augustine studied the Bible in the 300s. Peter Lombard took sentences from Augustine, like we would call it a cheat sheet, sentences of theology. The medieval priests in the Middle Ages would argue together about the sentences of Lombard, who took them from Augustine, who studied the Bible. So how much was this man interacting with the Bible?
在那一个时候，我们讲到奥古斯丁，还有这个就是有一个人叫做皮特龙巴，还有这个就是中世纪的这个天主教的这些神父。 奥古斯丁在300年的时候，他阅读圣经，然后写了很多这个神学的观念。之后，这个皮特龙班他就抽着一些奥古斯丁所写的这些神学的这些简讯，就知道了这个中世纪天主教的神父他们在这里是商讨这个皮特龙班所抽出来的这些字句。当这个 中世纪天主教神父在讲的时候，你觉得他们对圣经的差距到底有多少呢？
So when the Reformation came, and they went all the way back to the original source, can you imagine their surprise? Like, oh, this is not what we learned.
所以直到这个改教的时候，他们回到圣经来看，就发现 原来差距竟然这么大，这些完全不是我们所受到的教训。But
you're not going to be able to fight that kind of tradition in the church until a lot of time goes by.
不过，要针对这些教会里头所产生的这么长久的这个传统，所需要的时间非常的长。Okay.
From the book of Judges, I'm now going to use an analogy from the Old Testament.
我现在要用旧约来做一些比喻。
In the generation of Joshua, they went in and they started taking the land. That's like the church going out into the world and making a beachhead of missions.
在这个旧约里头，四世纪之前，就是约书亚带领着以色列人进入应许地，这个就好比教会带着这个福音去到这个世界一样。
But the second generation did not know the Lord.
不过第二代的这个以色列人，他们不认识耶和华。In
that generation, even the grandson of Moses led a whole tribe away from the Lord.
在那一代，甚至是摩西的孙子，他带领了一整派的这个以色列人离开耶和华。Should
we be surprised if the second century after the apostles drops off in theology?
所以我们看到教会历史，就是在第二世纪，使徒的时代过去之后，这个教会竟然是陷入了深谷，这个我们需要觉得惊讶吗？
That's according to the ways of God.
这个是按着神的带领。So
similarly, there's 1,000 years of that tradition without strong gospel.
相同的，有着这个1000年的传统，在那1000年当中没有非常好的讲解福音。
10 centuries.
1000年。
Psalm 89 has a prayer that says, it says the promise to David should be fulfilled, it will be fulfilled, the son of David, but you have thrown his throne down, you have cast away. And at that point, it looks like there's no fulfillment to the promise to David at all.
在诗篇第89篇那里所记载的是一个祷告，这个祷告是指着这个大卫的后裔必作王，不过这个时候人把这个王位都给践踏了，所以好像这个应许不能够得成就。The
covenant of David needed a son of David who would obey perfectly.
大卫的约需要着这个大卫的后裔必须完完全全的守这个约。The
sons of David after David were so bad, the last one was cursed.
大卫之后他的后裔犯的罪如何的极其的深，直到他最后一个王是受咒诅的一个王。
6 centuries went by before Jesus came.
耶稣来临之前 的这个时阶段有六百年。
There's 1,000 years from David to Jesus.
从大卫直到耶稣隔了一千年。
But with the Lord, 1,000 years is as a day.
不过对耶和华来说，一千年就如一日。
He's not slow about keeping his promise.
神在应允他的应许的时候，他不怠慢。
So a Roman Catholic might say, there was 1,000 years of tradition. How can all that be wrong?
所以一个罗马天主教徒会说，我们有一千年的这个传统，怎么可能都错呢？
God can let his Bible not be seen much for 1,000 years.But for him, he keeps his promise, and it's like a day.
神能够让这个圣经不被察觉超过一千年，不过对他来说，当他成就应许的时候，就好像是一日一般。
He thinks in long periods of time.
神是看的，神的思想是非常长的时期的。
We're sons of a day and die by the end of the day.Anyways, you don't have to be
that.
It's Psalm 90, but okay. I hope you understand. I just wanted to give you an example of just how we only have a half hour left. So, I mean, I just wanted to give you an example of how to look at church history in light of using Old Testament examples and a principle of what God's doing.
我在这里是要让大家看见的，我们能够如何的用这个旧约，还有看到这个新约里头历史，这个教会历史是如何发展，我们要通过圣经来看历史。
So, with American, the church history in America, you need to understand two poles.
讲到美国教会历史的时候，我们要记得它有两个不同的这个干。
Okay, on this side is heart.
其中一个干就是代表心。
On this side is form or outward shape.
另外一个标杆就是代表的这个外表的这个表现。
Protestants are all named after shape or form.Presbyterians are elders, literally, presbyteros is elder in Greek. Baptists, based on baptism, Episcopalian, named on the bishops. Protestants emphasize a lot of form, and their names are based on forms.
我们讲到新教的基督教的时候，他们常常都会很注意这个外表的表现，就好像浸信会、长老会等等的都很注意这个外表。
English Puritans in the 1600s added heart to form.
在1600年的时候，当时来的这个清教徒，他们就开始注重这个心。
Not added, but emphasized.
他们强调这个心。
In the 1700s, 1600s, but a lot of 1700s, Pietists came along who emphasized heart only.
来到1700年的时候，就有了另外一组人，他们只是强调这个心而已。金钱主义者。
Now, I'm painting in cartoons right now, so don't take it really tight.
我在这里其实是在好像卡通一样的描述，所以你不要把它完全当成真理。
Okay. So, there was a Lutheran pastor named Spener who had, in Lutheran world, everybody in a certain area went to the same church. Parish, called a parish.
有这一个这个路德会的这个牧师，那个时候所有路德会的这个牧师，他们都去同样一间的教会。
Most of the people were dead.
这些人多数都已经死了。
So the pastor took the few people who had heart off to a little Bible study by himself.
所以这个牧师带着残余的人。都有这一些的心思意念的人，他们就开始了一个查经会。
He had a church within a church.
他在教会里头有另外一个教会。
Puritans, that's not the way a Puritan would do it. A Puritan would be, if they should have a heart, then the form should match the heart. That should be the church.
这个清教徒所强调的就是有心的人来到一起，那一些有心的人就是教会，不可以教会里头还有另外一个小教会。
The Methodists from John Wesley and George Whitefield, they were Pietists.
维里公会的人，他们就是这个敬虔主义者。
They were Anglican priests who got kicked out of the Church of England, and then they created Bible studies everywhere.
他们原本是这个英国圣公会的这一些传道人，不过却被这个圣公会给踢出来了，所以他们就开始了这些小小的查经会。
The form is indifferent because what matters is the heart.
对他们来说，这个外表不重要，最重要是心。
And it sounds really good.
听起来非常好。
But it's disobedient to Jesus.
不过其实是违背耶稣的教导。
So, with a Methodist church, it's like if you become a Christian and you get baptized, you could be sprinkled, poured, dipped.
所以在这个维里公会里头，如果你信耶稣的话，你受浸的时候能够是洒水滴水的，也能够是受浸的，或者是倒水在你头上。
Because all that matters is the heart. Are you born again?
因为最重要的就是你的内心，你是否是重生得救的。
But for a Baptist, you had to have the heart to be born again, but then you should also be immersed in the name of Jesus.
不过对这个浸信会的人来讲，你内心必须要信靠耶稣，可是你要受洗的时候也必须要完全的浸在水中，这个是顺服耶稣的教导。
Baptists and Methodists were the largest group of churches in the 1800s in the United States of America.
在1800年的美国，这个浸信会还有维里公会就是代表了两大基督教派。
1830, the Baptists were the biggest. 1850, the Methodists then became the biggest.
1850年浸信会是最多信徒的，到了1850年就是这个维里公会最多信徒。
They spread differently. The Baptists spread by having farmers become their pastors, and the Methodists spread by putting a pastor on a horse and sending him around to preach at different churches.
他们的增长方式不一样，这个浸信会是这些农夫成为牧师，而这个维里公会就是把牧师放在马匹上，他骑马到处去传道。
Those two, the Methodists and the Baptists, those two represent the evangelical world in America today.
所以这两大派今天就代表了美国的这个基督教。
Some churches in America, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you keep the heart.You can do church this way, that way, you can start this organization or that organization, as long as the heart is there and the gospel is there, form doesn't matter.
有很多今天的教会就会强调这个内心，只要内心就好，你知道这个福音是什么，你要怎样去从事不同的事工，这个没有关系，外表并不重要。
Where some churches are like the Baptist, where it's like the heart is what matters,But the heart should be expressed in obedience to the word of God and how God says things should be done.
不过浸信会就强调这内心当然重要，可是外表是把这个内心里头所相信的表现出来，所以我们必须要遵行神的话里面所讲的应该如何的去做某些事情。
The churches that only have form,that only have heart are like bodies that don't have any soul. They're not evangelical. If they don't have the gospel, they're dead.
那些只有外表的教会，没有内心，就是代表他们没有福音，这些教会其实是死的。
They're over there. We're not talking about them.
我们不是在讲这些教会。
So, okay, now I need to... The biggest controversy that America experienced...in the last 100 years is over the Bible. This is what I want to emphasize. Because for the sake of time, I'm getting to the end of the story. So,
我们的时间有限，所以我现在要讲最后的一段，就是在美国教会历史里头，这个最近的一百年最重要的一个这个讨论的课题，就是有关圣经。
Okay, I'm going to tell the story really quickly. God help me.
我要很快的把这个故事告诉你们。
Okay, so in America, at the very beginning, Puritans came to America and they established churches. Remember, Puritan is hard and form. Puritans established churches in New England where to be a church member, you had to be born again. They wanted the church based on people who were genuinely born again.
起初开始的时候，就是清教徒来到美国的时候，他们在美国建立教会。而且当时我们记得清教徒他们强调的是内心也要有外表，他们所要的就是这个信徒是真正重生得救的才能够进入教会。
But they kept infant baptism.
不过他们却保留了这个婴孩洗礼。
And so within two generations, the church had a bunch of children who were within the larger church baptized.But not born again.
所以在两代之内就有着这些孩子是在教会里头长大的，在教会受洗，不过没有重生得救。
That was the 1600s. So the 1700s had a big revival called the Great Awakening.
所以这一个就是当时1700年的时候有这一个大复兴。
The gospel.Didn't get preached out there. It was the people in the church who were needing to be born again.
因为当时福音没有被传到教会之外，在教会之内有着很多不信的人需要重生得救。
It was illegal not to go to church.
当时不去教会是犯法的。
And if you fell asleep in church, they had a big pole.
如果你在这个教会睡着的话，它有一条很长的杆。
With a feather for the women and a brass knob for the men.
给这一个妇女的这一端一端是一这个羽毛，那给这个男人的另外一端其实是一个铁球。
So everybody had to be in church.
所有的人都必须来教会。
But so many people were spiritually dead.
不过很多的人在属灵上是死的。
So in the 1740s, Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield preached the gospel to church people.
1740年就是 Jonathan Edwards, George Whitefield 他们对教会的人传福音。
This is the beginning of a Christianizing of America.
这个就是美国成为基督教国家的一个开始。
Then the American Revolution happened, and over time, churches didn't, it wasn't required for you to be in church.
然后就开始了美国的革命。美国革命之后就不再需要人来到教会了。
There's no official religion in America from the 1770s on, no official religion for the whole nation.
1770年之后，美国没有一个公认的这个信仰，没有一个国教。
Massachusetts and Connecticut still had it for a while, but then that went away too.
有一些美国的这些州，他们继续着有这样的国教，不过后来也没有了。
So that was scary. The first nation not to have official religion. What's going to keep us a Christian religion, a Christian nation?
这个非常的可怕，因为当我们失去了这个国教之后，有什么能够把这个基督教保留下来呢？
So the pastors got doubly busy and had a second great awakening in the early 1800s.
所以这些牧师他们就开始了非常的劳力，到了第1800年的时候有了第二次的大复兴。
And they had revivals, lots of revivals, I believe many of them were genuine.
有很多的复兴，我相信都是真正的。
And they also created organizations called benevolent societies. We call them parachurch organizations.
不过他们也成立了许多这些 机构是跟着教会一起同工的这些机构。
To Christianize America，
为了是
make it Christian，
为了是使这个美国再次的成为基督教国家。
By 1900， the goal for most Protestant churches became just to keep the culture of America Christian。
到了1900年，许多的基督教会他们的这个目标就是要保留着这个基督教的传统。
But they lost their heart。
不，他们失去了的内心了。
Because， okay， they lost their heart largely because men learned from Germany that the words of the Bible don't matter as long as you have the spirit of the Bible。
他们失去了这个内心，因为当时他们从这个德国的学习，就是这个圣经里面的字句不重要，你只要知道它的教训就好了。
That's being pietist。
这个就是这个虔诚主义。
It separates the heart from the form, the letters。As if they could be separated, as if you could have a body without a soul。
他就把这个内心与圣经的这个字句给分开了，就好像你能够有这一个灵魂，没有一个身体一样。
So, in the 1900s, those churches were so strong they got rid of alcohol for over 10 years in America. It was illegal to have alcohol.
在1900年的时候，这些教会他们多么的强大，直到他们把这个酒精给变成是一个犯法的事情，在美国十年里头没有人喝酒。
But they didn't have the gospel, those churches.
不过那些教会却没有福音。
And so the ministers, the pastors who believed the words of God, tried to take those denominations back for Jesus.
所以当时那些牧师，他们信靠这个圣经的一些牧师，就开始的希望把这些人帮助把他们带回到耶稣那里。
They lost。
他们输了这场仗。
The Northern Baptists, the Northern Presbyterians, they were lost to the liberals who don't believe the Bible。
在那个时候，在北部的那些浸信会还有北部的这些长老会，他们都成了新派神学的人。
And the fundamentalist pastors who believed the Bible had to start new churches and new schools and new missions.
那些信靠圣经的牧师，他们必须要开始的成立这个新的学校、新的这些教会等等的。
Only two denominations in the last 100 years that I know of have actually won.
在前一百年我认识当中只有两派他们打胜了仗。
One of those is the Southern Baptist Convention where Pastor Craig is a pastor.
其中一个就是这个南美浸信会，就是 Pastor Craig 是其中的一部分。
The result of that, I could go two directions right now. I could continue to tell the story about the next generation of fundamentalists and new evangelicals.
我可以继续的讲这个之后所发生的事情，就是这些基要主义者他们的所做的是什么，这个是其中一个方向。
But that's not going to be as relevant for you as I'm going to go the different direction and tell the story of America.
这个对你们没有什么多大的影响，所以我要从另外一个方向来看，就是继续的看这个美国教会历史的发展。
I'm not a prophet, be warned.
我不是先知，所以你们首先要小心。
The church is the salt and light of a society.
教会是社会的光，社会的盐。
In the 1920s, America lost the salt and the light when the churches left the Bible.
在1920年的时候，当美国的教会离弃圣经的时候，教会就不再做光做盐了。
One generation later, the United States government made reading the Bible and praying in their schools illegal.
只是一代之后，这个美国政府把在学校阅读圣经把它变成了一个非法的这个事情。
So in the 1920s, the churches officially rejected the knowledge of God, and in the 1960s, the nation, the government, officially rejected the knowledge of God.
所以1920年教会离弃了这个圣经，他们否认了神的这个事实。到了1960年，整个国家的政府也否认了圣经，否认了神的事情。
From Romans 1, we know that when a people rejects the knowledge of God, God hands them over to the power of their lust.
罗马书第一章告诉我们，当人离弃神的时候，神将会把他们交在这一个情欲的这个手上。
So even though I'm not a prophet, the pattern fits so well. America, first in its churches, then in its government, rejected the knowledge of God, and God has handed her over to the power of her lusts.
我不是先知，不过在这里我们看见有一个这个倾向，就是当教会开始离弃神的时候，这个国家也开始离弃神。神就会把国家与教会交在这个情欲的手上。
And it doesn't stop. Romans 1:25, 24, and 25 has regular sexual immorality. 26 and 27 has homosexuality. And 28 to the end of the chapter has all sorts of social breakdown with man against man and violence.
这个不会停留在一个部分，因为在罗马书第一章我们会看见这些人不断的犯罪，不断的犯罪会越来的越严重。
Ezekiel chapter 16 says this is the guilt of your sister Sodom when it says to Jerusalem. She and her daughters had arrogance, abundant food, and careless ease.But she did not help the poor and the needy. Thus they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore I removed them when I saw it.
以西结书第十六章四十九节，看啊，你妹妹所多玛的罪孽是这样，她和她的众女都心骄气傲，粮食饱足，大享安逸，并没有辅助困苦和穷乏人的手。他们狂傲，在我面前行可憎的事，我看见便将他们除掉。
So sexual abominations are second. What comes first is having a lot of money and then using it for your own pleasures and self.
所以首先我们看见这里的人物欲的时候，有了钱财，他们就用这些钱财为了是自己的情欲。之后我们就看见这些奸淫的这些情况了。
So I praise God that there is still a lot of Christians in America. Your pastor has been trained at two schools in America. I've been trained there. These men have been trained at schools in America. There are a lot of Christians in America, but America is not a Christian nation at all.
我感谢神，因为在美国还有许多好的基督徒，而且你们的牧师还有我们都是在美国的这些神学院那里受训的。不过今天的美国已经不是一个基督教国家。
And what makes my heart so sad is that America had that so much in its past.
我在这一方面非常的这个伤心，因为美国曾经享有这么多的这些恩典。
But God is a God of resurrection.
不过神是复活的神。
And so even though I know I'm going to die someday if Jesus doesn't come back,
所以虽然我知道在耶稣还没有来临之前我可能会死，
I could still get healed of a disease in the meantime and get better.
不过在这个时候我还能够在疾病当中能够复原。
So even though I believe church history has the church surviving when the world goes down,
所以我知道教会历史里头虽然这个世界会沉沦，不过教会却会继续的兴旺。
Our God is a powerful God, and at any moment He could raise the nation up and make it more Christian again.
我们的神是一个有能力的神，他随时都能够使一个国家兴起来，而且是一个基督教国家。
So this is the challenge for me as I pray for my nation.
所以这个就是当我为着我的国家祷告时所面临的挑战。
May the Lord make you and Singapore salt and light for your nation.So that good things happen to your nation and that your prosperity doesn't harm your nation in the end.
愿你们在新加坡，神会使你们继续的在新加坡的这个社会里头做光做盐，不要让你们的这个富裕使你们沉沦。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。